Morning. I get to welcome in a couple of great friends, and let's see, we're talking about all kinds of Halloween stuff and things going on. Mark, you want to start us off? And say thank you, both of you, for coming in.
Well, thank you, Charlie. I'm Mark Haskell.
I'm sorry, I should have known.
From Main Street Bartlesville and Elizabeth Thrash.
And other organizations, but we're representing Main Street Bartlesville this morning. You brought me a poster and everything.
We did. We are here to talk about, as Charlie said, lots of Halloween activities downtown.
Just imagine Monster Mash is playing in the background because I didn't get it ready.
Absolutely.
And all kinds of Bartlesville does Halloween upright in a lot of different ways.
Yeah. It's I think when we get past the dog days of summer, and it's fun to find reasons to get out and celebrate a little bit. So we like to do our part to help bring some opportunities to the community.
Well, and I think we're going to be talking about sponsored by Main Street, or are you just kind of acting as a gathering point for all the different items?
Two of them are. This will be our 7th annual historic ghost walk.
And I heard somebody talking about that last night. They're looking forward to going already.
Yeah, we're excited. We've got some good locations and good stories, and Elizabeth will talk about that in a moment.
Okay.
We also are starting with Monster Mash. We decided we needed a Halloween dance, give people a chance to dress up if they want to, and have a little fun, dance to some live music.
Right, now you're going to get the Crypt Kicker 5 in there and everything, or right?
This year we have Zodiac.
Okay.
I think a lot of people in town know them. They are what used to be Admiral Twin plus Angel as their lead singer, and they played at one of the Hideaway concerts downtown this year. So they're a lot of fun. They dress up, get into it, and are fun to dance to.
It sounds like a great evening disco musically if you go for nothing else.
That's right. Yeah, and then we're also just more of a family, children-oriented event. The Price Tower is doing the Hocus Pocus Halloween contest, and then Trunk or Treat.
Okay.
And then, so those are all next week.
Right.
Actually, this weekend, we've got the mausoleum stories out at White Rose Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tonight and tomorrow night.
And those are, if you haven't gone, that some great stories there. People talking in character, usually about the folks that are interred in the mausoleum, or they can be buried at White Rose, but typically they are told in the mausoleum anyway.
That's right. And so they do a great job of bringing history to life, get some good local actors, and some great stories, and that's always a lot of fun. People that go realize how much fun it is, and so every year their crowds grow a little bit. So they've actually grown into doing it for two nights this year.
Good deal.
So we're excited about that. So there's a lot to do, a lot coming up.
Elizabeth,
I just want to tell you a little bit details about the Ghost Walk.
Okay.
This is the 7th consecutive year of our award-winning Ghost Walk with haunted stories of down the streets of historic downtown Bartlesville.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year, we're celebrating on Wednesday and Thursday, October 26th and 27th. Begins at 6 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn. Festive environment there. And this year, our events feature new locations and new stories, which is every year they're new. And they're based on real life incidents that took place in and around Washington County. And we're fortunate that all the information of the stories and about the history of the buildings are provided by Bartlesville History Museum. And also the spooky tales that are told are portrayed, the characters are portrayed by our local best actors and actresses, and they're directed by Theater Bartlesville, Troy Martin.
Okay.
And our locations this year, the guided tour, which is about an hour and a half long, 0.7 miles,
okay,
if you will.
Wear your walking shoes.
Yeah.
You'll be more comfortable if you do.
Less than a mile, though. And so they are, some of the locations we'll be going to was once the Bartlesville City Hall, stood over 100 years ago. Farmer feed store and livery, and also just a building that used to house Sears and Roebuck. Just some history of our different locations.
Okay.
And the stories that are told there are going to be rather interesting. Again, history of Bartlesville's area. And back at the Hilton Garden Inn, we're going to have a festive environment of tarot card readers, face painters, and the ever-popular Halloween photo booth.
Sure.
And there's going to be food and beverage specials. And also, we promote those that want to attend, maybe come and get your tour number and go have dinner, come back and take the tour.
Do people take the tour in costume sometime? Or
oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It always makes the photos on Facebook afterwards much more interesting.
That was kind of my idea, but I didn't know exactly how many people did it. I thought it would just add some fun to, you know, trooping around and seeing what else is going on.
Yeah, it makes a really fun environment. So please, if you want to wear your costume, do so. It is recommended for 12 years and older.
Mm-hmm.
It's all walkability. And again, this is all presented by Main Street Bartlesville. And for those that don't know, our true purpose is to revitalize downtown Bartlesville. The tickets are $10 at the door, and the tours go out every 15 minutes. And if you want more information, you can always go to our website, MainStreetBartlesville.org.
And you do so many things throughout the year and have been recognized for several of them. But this one is just a fun night out, and you pick different locations every year for the walk. And the actors who tell the stories, sometimes in character, sometimes it's just a presentation, but it's always a fun evening.
It is. But we don't ever know what lurks along the tour.
You're saying something might reach out and touch us.
Well, I don't know about touching, but it might be some surprises along the way.
Okay.
I do want
to... I just try to get that telephone company commercial thing in every time I get a chance.
That's right.
I do want to take the time to thank all of our sponsors. We've been fortunate to have a lot of in-kind sponsors as well as monetary. And some of those, of course, I've already mentioned, the Bartlesville Area History Museum, Mark and Debbie Haskell, they do a lot for us, Linda K. Jones, Price Connors and Martin Smith, Bo Wilson, Beth Marable, and then we have Friends of the Ghost Walk. And then some other sponsors, Arvest and Arvest Asset Management, Theater Bartlesville, Frank Phillips Club, Southern Abstract, and American Heritage Bank. And then we have Hilton Garden Inn, of course, and Siemens. They've been a great partner for us, too, as well as Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce, Keller Williams of Bartlesville, Stotts, Archambault, Muggenberg, and Barclay, ConocoPhillips, First Investment Corporation, United Linens. They've been a great partner for us as well. As Bartlesville Monthly Magazine, Truity Credit Union, and then Musselman Abstract as well. Just want to thank all those sponsors.
Yeah, sponsors are important people, particularly for, any nonprofit, but I think when you try to get something like this going and you get so many diverse locations, it takes that kind of support.
Yes. Like I said, we get all kinds of different types of support. Also for our volunteers, which we still have some positions open for volunteers, tour guide assistants. What does that do? What do they do? They herd the tour group along.
Because there's always a straggler in every group.
Yeah. And also location hosts. They greet the tourists as they arrive at each location. If they want more information on that again, they can contact us at MainStreetBartlesville.org.
And if I'm reading the button you've got on correctly, it is 918-214-8500.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, where do you find those buttons? Is that a leftover from a previous year, or is that new this year?
No, this is actually promoting our new Main Street MASH event. And so we just had these made up for the first of the year, just to walk around and be a walk-around billboard, if you will.
All right, that's a good idea. And, of course, the poster that you brought along kind of goes with that Main Street MASH event, so sound like a fun time.
Yeah, we definitely are focusing on making this a fun event. There'll be costumes are optional, but we'll have some prizes for the best male, female couple, and best group costumes. We'll also do some drawings for some gift certificates for some of our downtown businesses. The decorations this year are put together by Danny Joe Walsh, and he's pretty fanatical about Halloween. So
yeah.
Some of the decorations in the room will be quite entertaining. Our social media this year has been provided by Bo Wilson, and so he's extremely creative. People may have seen some of his promotion on our Facebook page, and so he's done a great job with that. Those two, we say they're priceless for their in-kind work.
Absolutely. Is there something going on at the community center too?
Yes, the community center on tomorrow night has the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And so you people can start this weekend to get their Halloween celebration on and continue it through the week and on into next weekend.
I saw something on social media, it's been close to a month now, that at least it's being re-released to theaters too. So another opportunity to relive a classic.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be there. The tickets for Main Street MASH are available on our website. I'll also be at the for an hour before the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I'll be there selling tickets for in the lobby for Main Street MASH.
Okay.
Or they can buy them at Ghost Walk, or of course the night of the event. So
how do you manage to get people so involved in some of these things? I mean, Halloween's a fun time, and other communities have got a whole month-long holiday is built around the idea, but it still takes a lot of people to get involved in something like this.
It does, and I think we just try to make it fun. So if volunteers show up and feel like they're contributing to downtown and the revitalization and they're having a good time, it's hard to beat.
Yes, and we're fortunate that we have some groups like Tri-County cosmetology students to help with makeup and some other groups like that that come together that make it all possible.
Okay, well, it's easy to see how you can have some fun with a little bit of makeup, a little bit of fake blood, and maybe an extra plastered appendage somewhere along the line. It's good. This is going to be a fun event, and let me think, is there a fee for anything? You're probably taking some donations. But
yeah, the Ghost Walk is $10.
Okay.
The Main Street MASH is $25 in advance and $35 at the door. That includes, of course, the entry, the live music. We'll have a taco bar. It doesn't start till 8, so a lot of people will have eaten, but we'll have some refreshments there, and there'll be a cash bar.
Okay.
We'll have, for people that are interested in coming, partying, and then staying, the Hilton Garden Inn has actually provided a special room rate of $74 a night. So if they call the Hilton and all they have to do is mention that they're attending Main Street MASH, there's a group code if they get asked for it that's on our website.
Okay.
But that's also being offered by the Hilton. So they're being a great partner for us.
Expanding just a little bit on the mention of your website, there's a lot of other great information there, and there are all kinds of programs that Main Street Bartlesville offers within one of the TIF districts as far as some home repair projects and other things going on. A lot more than just what we're talking about today.
Yeah, absolutely. We do both. We do, the promotions and events are kind of one of the areas that we focus on. And a lot of that's to try to raise awareness for downtown and let people see what's down there. But it's also trying to get people downtown to shop in, where we've got local entrepreneurs that have opened a business. We try to help bring them customers.
Yeah.
But we also do things to try to revitalize buildings. We can help with design assistance. We can direct people towards the BRTA for some facade improvement grants and things like that. We help with marketing. So we help with, we have a group of volunteers that does business assistance. And so if people are thinking about starting a business, they can come downtown. We can meet with them, guide them through developing a business plan and cash flow to make sure they can make money before they actually open the business. It always helps to increase your confidence that you might be able to survive if you do. And then we do things like, because we're a Main Street program, we've helped the city and the BRTA apply now successfully for two what's called Hope 6 Main Street grants that are each worth $500,000.
I was going to say the helping of with the Memorial Hospital Project, among other things.
And now the First Methodist Church as well.
Okay. Main Street MASH, 918-214-8500, or just go to the Main Street Bartlesville website, get your information. We've got the posters around here, and I'm sure that they are in a lot of other places. So, again, tickets are $25 in advance, $35 at the door for the Main Street MASH. You're going to have a lot of fun. And, again, that's mainstreetbartlesville.org. Eat, drink, and be scary. We've got Brew and Buzz coming up in just a bit on 1400 K1. And checking the forecast real quickly. It is 42 degrees now as we head on through the day, making the sunshine and a high. We'll see a high around the upper 60s on K1.
Not everything is going to be an option every single time.
This is Focus on the Family Minute, and Tim Sanford explains how you can help your preschooler